Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of our favorites with us now, one of the best play-by-play guys in the business. Frankly, I'm jealous of his career, to be honest about it. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Adam Amin with us. Adam, how are you? Thanks for having
me. Oh, boys, good to hear those dulcet tones right now. Gentlemen, great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us. Excited to have you doing the game. I know it's your first time doing the Browns and this season. So as you prepare for this game this week, Adam, as you've done your prep heading into Sunday, is there anything that kind of surprised you, or did you have a good feel for everything that the Browns are right now?
Good feel comes as time goes. So, the deeper we go into the week, and, we'll talk with, Baker and I think Wyatt Teller, in fact, tomorrow, Miles Garrett, we'll talk with Stefanski, we'll talk with Woods. We'll go through the whole, the whole production meeting car wash, and we'll obviously get a lot more insight for what's happening this weekend tomorrow. But one thing that surprised me was this is the most, arguably the most analytics-heavy organization in the NFL right now, right? You got the Ivy League front office. You got Stefanski, mindful play caller, now taking over as head coach. I was surprised when you think about analytics now and how encouraged teams are to try to pass more on first down. I think Seattle is probably one of the best examples of that. I was pleasantly surprised, and then it made sense to see how much Stefanski and the Browns have tried to stick the formula on first down and continue to trust the people that they trust the most in, now having Wyatt Teller back at right guard, obviously having Chubb back and feeding Kareem Hunt. And just, I was impressed to see what the rushing attack looks like this year in comparison to what we saw maybe a year ago under Freddie Kitchens.
Adam, when you look at this running attack, you talk about you're going to talk to Teller this week before the game, of course. What makes it so special, in your opinion, as you prepare for the game?
I think it is the execution of every play. And I know that's a very broad term, so let's go a little deeper into it. Because execution obviously involves what the play call is, what the quarterback sees, and then the execution of the steps for the offensive line, and then the explosion through, you hope, what is a good hole. I think all of those elements have been, I'm not going to say optimal at all times, because that is certainly not the case. But when this team has been healthy, when they've had their proper personnel in, and you look at what happened last week, granted, and you had to make the adjustment with the bad weather, but even in early season games, in particular the Dallas game, which obviously is just a slugfest, I do feel like watching how those things in concert, the play calling, the check at the line, the steps in the execution from the offensive line and how guys run through holes, I think that's been really good when the proper personnel has been in. And that's right. Another concern for this weekend, right? We don't know exactly what the offensive line is going to look like come Sunday for Cleveland, especially on the right side with Conklin. So we don't know what the potential is for Sunday and what type of adjustments you have to make. And either way, some of these guys aren't going to have practice. So no matter what, they're going to be coming in with a little bit of a disadvantage. But I think if they fit well against a team, by the way, in Philly, guys that struggled in run fits on Sunday against the Giants, letting Daniel Jones run all over them. I mean, this still could be a very productive day in the run game, even with the elements being a little bit more favorable to allow Baker Mayfield to do more in the pass.
We're talking to Adam Amin of Fox Sports. He'll be on the call this Sunday as the Browns take on the Eagles on Fox. You talk about, you know, the Browns being able to run on the Eagles. And the Eagles should be able to run on the Browns, too. They haven't. We had Angelo Cataldi on earlier, and he talked about how he thinks they haven't run enough. Miles Sanders is a great back. He got back last week. He looked good. He missed some time, just like Nick Chubb. And I know the Eagles' offensive line hasn't been great, but they're starting to get healthy. I mean, yep. The Eagles should be able to run well. This should be a game where both teams should be able to run the ball well, I think.
I would like to think so because I would imagine Philly needs to – I mean, guys, they went 0 for 9 on third down, and that is – you know, obviously when you are that bad on third down, there's another – as usual, a couple of elements that go into that. Obviously, execution of the plays when you get into your third down situations, but the fact that you're not in third and manageables, and that was the case against the Giants. Too many – deep shots on first down, too many, you know, trying to go direct to the intermediate pass game on second down and maybe only getting 3 yards. And now on third and six, third and seven, you're really not going to have much attention to the ground game. And part of that is because he didn't do it on first down. So I'd like to think that Doug Peterson, who's had a lot of criticism on him in the last week, going back to the Giants game, going back to some of the two-point conversion calls, you're chasing points in the second and third quarter. I think he wants to get back to a little bit of establishment. And obviously there may be a little bit of a lack of trust right now. There may be a disconnect in Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson with quarterback to coach. So I would imagine there would be an extended emphasis on Boston Scott and in particular Miles Sanders, who looks sharp, like you said, Bull. And I would imagine that would be something that they'd want to focus on because the offensive line is getting healthy. There was a shot that maybe Nate Herbig comes back this week. I don't know if that's going to be the case. We'll know more in a couple days, but you're right. The offensive line's getting a little bit healthier, and I think they'd want to establish Sanders as much as possible.
How about all these no-name guys on this offense, Adam, that have made plays? You mentioned Boston Scott, the wide receiver Fulgham. Like, these guys have just come out of nowhere, and it seemed to be making a lot of plays.
Yeah, because they've needed to. You know, Alshon Jeffrey's been much quieter than a lead receiver should be, especially when you've had a high-paid quarterback. So that's been pretty disappointing, I think. Not having Ertz and forcing, you know, like guys like Dallas Goedert to make bigger plays and be more involved in the offense, you know, that there was some hope that they'd have Ertz back, which would probably help Wentz and maybe open things up for the other guys. But guys, I just came from, you know, seeing the Saints play. And one thing I noticed in my prep this week for Philly is I look at Jalen Reagor, and you also mentioned Travis Fulgham, obviously, and he's made huge plays. That's credit to him. And you're absolutely right, Fox, for pointing that out. But I look at a guy like Jalen Reagor out of TCU, you know, kind of in the mold of a Tyreek Hill. I'm not comparing the two in terms of talent. I'm just saying in the mold of. And I just got back seeing the Saints and their guy, Deontay Harris. And when Breeze got hurt, Jameis Winston goes back to the intermediate passing game looking for Thomas. And then their secondary option is a guy named Deontay Harris, who's got a lot of speed, is kind of the jitterbug type, who's in a small frame but can explode off the line, can explode past you in space, just excellent control. And I look at Jalen Reagor as that type of player. And across the league, that's where you're slotting these you know, small, sprite, quick guys, and that's a typical slot receiver, inside receiver position on the depth chart. So I feel like that could be something that Philadelphia tries to do more of. Get guys in space. Try to make Carson Wentz a little bit more comfortable and use them as outlets. Carson Wentz has been living in the pocket, and it hasn't been good. There needs to be more movement and mobility of Carson Wentz and a little bit more creativity. And I think when you add more creativity, you look for guys who are outlets, and those are guys who can win in space. And I think Reagor could be one of those guys. So you're absolutely right, Fox. A lot of these secondary guys are being put into positions where they have to make plays.
We're talking with Adam Amin, one of the best play-by-play guys in the country. And we used to say one of the best young guys, and even though you're still young, I'm not going to say that anymore because you don't need that qualification. You're just one of the best guys in the business, flat out. Now, first of all, why are you tweeting about Marissa Tomei, who, by the way, went to the same high school as my sister, not at exactly the same time, but right in my neck of the woods. Why are you tweeting about Marissa Tomei? What happened with her that you were tweeting about her?
Honestly, I just saw it. I saw, you know, you hit the search thing on Twitter.
Yeah,
and for whatever reason, it said Marissa Tomei, and I was just sitting. I was eating my lunch, and I'm, you know, I have a weird brain, so I'm sitting there eating, and I'm like, got my phone in one hand, I got my fork in the other hand, and I'm like, Marissa Tomei is great. I'm gonna tweet about Marissa Tomei. That's it. That's all it was.
Literally, fair enough.
Popped up on Twitter as a trending topic. Not even sure why. Didn't really care. Tomei forever. That's all you need to know.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Adam, I know you recently, like Dustin, dealt with a bout of COVID. How are you doing? How was it? How did it go? You know, how'd you deal with it?
Yeah, no, I appreciate asking. And Dustin, I'm glad you're feeling better too, brother.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Back on here this week with Maxion, and I'm glad. You know, I'm assuming you're in Myrtle Beach right now, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I am. Coastal Carolina on Saturday.
Tough assignment. Tough assignment he's got, Bull. Real tough life Fox has to live right now.
Laying on the beach.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful place, though, Myrtle Beach, man. Enjoy the clears. That'll be fun. But, man, I dealt with what I imagine a lot of folks, and I know COVID cases are spiking across the country here in Illinois and in Chicago in particular. It's obviously going up. And I'm sure those of you who hopefully don't have to deal with it, but if you do end up dealing with it, or if you have, I'm sure you've said the same things. You know, worst flu I've ever had. That's how I felt. You know, the body chills, the aches, the fatigue. Worst fatigue I've ever felt by far. I mean, I'm 33. I'm fairly healthy. I don't have any underlying medical issues. And all of a sudden, for 3-4 days, I couldn't get out of bed and walk to the kitchen to go get a glass of water without I fell on the floor 2 times and I passed out.
God.
And that was scary. And
yeah.
You know, for that, thankfully that subsided. All that subsided maybe after 2.5, 3.5 days. And then the breathing issues started. And that was the scary part for me, you know, and
very.
You know, when I run, I try to lift weights, try to stay in, you know, some semblance of shape. And for me, all of us, and I use my, you know, that's important to my voice, you know, to have
sure.
that air in my lungs and
yeah.
that capacity to, you know, we all want to be Kevin Harlan, and he's got great lungs. He delivers the booming call every time, and we want that. And to not be able to catch, if I took 5 full deep breaths, right, you sit, you take a deep breath, and you do that 5 times, I maybe caught a full breath once.
Wow.
And for suddenly your body that's used to doing something that's second nature and to not worry about that, to suddenly have that disappear, that's the scary part. And it's frustrating. You feel like your body's failing you. I'm sure that feeds into the anxiety, and all that pops up. And like I said, if you catch it, I know the survival rate. I understand that. I hope you will, and I'm fairly confident you will be okay over some of these symptoms in the, you know, after a short period of time. But I don't want you to have to worry about the long term stuff. I don't want that to be a concern of yours, and that's why, you know, just be smart, be mindful of others, and that's all I ask. You know, take from that what you will, but I, you know, mitigate those chances as best as you can.
Yeah, buddy, you definitely had it a little bit worse than me. My symptoms were a little bit milder. It was funny, though, the one couple days I was down and out for, you know, about 2 days, really tired. My, you know, I'd like climb the stairs just to go upstairs to the bedroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, am I like in Wyoming right now? Why am I breathing heavy? That was one of the things that definitely noticed it. I'm glad you're doing well, buddy. Obviously, you know, same for me. I'm glad that we beat it and we can hopefully not have any long-term effects from it as well. Thoughts on, I mean, how do you think it's going to be a close game, right, Sunday, Adam? I mean, this is a 3-point spread, and you don't have to pick it. Of course, you're calling the game, but how do you see it playing out?
I imagine close, and, you know, usually the folks out west know, and the lines jump right. anywhere from, you know, 4.5 down to 3. So I imagine it's going to be a close game, and for a lot of the reasons we kind of outlined, right? Similar team, similar offensive philosophy as to where they are right now. You know, what is the trust in Baker Mayfield? What is the trust in Carson Wentz? You know, we want to establish the guys in the backfield. We want to lean on an offensive line that we feel we have confidence in. And I think because of those reasons, you're going to see small, you know, maybe a smaller possession game, maybe not a 12 possession game for each team, but maybe closer to a 10. You know, maybe you get 5 possessions in a game like this for half instead of 6. And in a possession-based league where passing has been high, throughout, you know, and that's been a growing trend, you know, one possession is a difference. And I feel like, you know, if we're just looking at the line and maybe the over-under, I don't know what the total's sitting at right now, but I feel like the spread is pretty reflective on game plan and what we expect.
Adam, great stuff as always. We're glad you're feeling better. Sorry you went through that. It sucks. It's awful. It's spiky. Numbers up in 49 of 50 states. Only Hawaii, the number's not
yeah.
going up. It's terrible. Everybody be careful and smart. Please think about your fellow man and woman out there. We'll look forward to watching you this Sunday. Can't wait. Thanks, Adam.
Appreciate you guys, as always.
Adam Amin, best in the biz. He's great. Great to talk with him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!